Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Albert Gore could have been president 10 years ago today.
Good evening. Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd president of the United States. This has been an extraordinary election. While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it. I offer my concession. Let us crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
We'll never know what a Gore presidency would have looked like if it had gone the other way back in 2000.
All we can do is imagine what the guy who invented the internet might have had to say about WikiLeaks, what he might have done after 9/11, how he might have dealt with this upstart Illinois politician named Barack Obama. Gore gone, the man who would be, but wasn't.
A decade away from that first inconvenient truth.
I'm with you, Mr. President, and God bless you.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, December 10th, 10 years ago.
Yes. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And that cut in that there at the top, Vertical Horizon, Everything He Wants, that was the number 5 song in 2000.
Was it really? I don't recognize it at all.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's check the morning's top news stories. The Nobel Peace Prize ceremony gets underway in Oslo in just an hour, but jailed dissident Liu Xiaobo, this year's winner, won't be in attendance. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. backs the Nobel Committee's choice.
The right to express one's opinions and to engage in peaceful expression of those ideas is really at the core of what human rights means anywhere in the world.
Not only is the Chinese government blocking Xiaobo from accepting the award, it's boycotting the ceremony entirely. And with us to talk about what's going on in Beijing this morning is the BBC correspondent from Beijing, Chris Hogg. What is the reaction, the situation in Beijing this morning, particularly around the residence of the Nobel Prize recipient?
The Chinese are angry about this. They've called this prize an obscenity. I've just come back from Liu Xiaobo's house. We were told to move away by the police. We were trying to broadcast from down there, but they surrounded us and told us that that wouldn't be allowed and we had to leave. There is an incredible crackdown, really, against all kinds of dissidents. His wife is under house arrest. She, of course, is under house arrest illegally, but she hasn't been able to have any contact with anyone in the outside world since the announcement of the prize in October.
BBC correspondent Chris Hogg in Beijing will be following the developments on that story all morning long. Haitian officials say they'll recount ballots in the presidential election after days of riots sparked by the initial tally. Albert Romden is Assistant Secretary General of the Organization of American States. He says the recount could relieve tensions.
Recounting the top 3 candidates in terms of how many people voted for them, I think that in itself is a good sign. The international community and the observer missions, they should be present so that some credibility can be given to this recount.
Supporters of third-place finisher Michel Martelly say the governing party candidate Jude Celestin rigged the results to make it into the runoff.
Dutch authorities have arrested a 16-year-old boy believed to have been involved in plotting cyber attacks against MasterCard and Visa. The attacks were a show of support for WikiLeaks after those companies blocked payments to WikiLeaks.
Senate voted on the president's tax cut deal is set for Monday, but Republicans and Democrats are still wrangling over details of the compromise. And checking the markets, Asian and European indices are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,370. The S&P opens at 1,233. And the NASDAQ begins at 2616.
We're going to take a look in the past. 10 years ago, it's been nearly a decade since the Supreme Court made its decision in Bush v. Gore. We're going to try and figure out what would have happened if Gore had won. Host of Studio 360, Kurt Anderson, joins us later.